I do. I work at Meijer. I just got hired there not too long ago. About 2 or 3 weeks ago. Before that, I had this lawn care service. I still have it, but it's just not as up and running just before. In the lawn care service, I had a good amount of customers and everything, and then business kind of slowed down this year, so I wanted a job that I could count on and everything. So, and I also played piano a couple of years ago, but like now I'm more into guitar.
Great. You seem to be far away from the mic. I hear you loud enough, but it's not coming across very clearly. Is your microphone in your webcam or somewhere away from you? Because it's not as clear. It's loud enough, but it's just not quite as clear. So let's see if you can work on that at all. While I'm listening to your sister, Naja, talk to me.
Well, I'm 13 years old, and I'm born in November. I'm sorry. And I like to write sometimes, and I love photography. I want to go to college to be a photographer, and I sing. I'm sorry, I have the giggles right now.
Giggles are cool. And I suppose you will need a headset. And the reason being is when you have your computer speakers open and your sister is talking, her sound comes back through your speakers and then reverberates through her microphone. So given the proximity, if y'all are in different rooms or if you go to different rooms, then you won't have that problem. But clearly, if you are in the same room, you're going to need a headset like this so that the sound goes to your ear and not, all out, okay? And the giggles are cool. I heard you like photography. Well, I'm very happy to say that there's a photography course that's on the weekends. That's a part of our weekend shoelay. And if you scroll down on this page, you'll see something that says, "Our students win gold." And this is my daughter. I'm very pleased with that. I am a professional photographer, and years ago I started teaching photography. And so far, this is my best student. She won gold in the AXO competition. AXO stands for Academic, Culture, and Talented Student Olympics. It's a nationwide program targeted to African-American students. It's sponsored by the NAACP, and one of the few things that I think that the NAACP has done consistently that I like. Good, Isaac. Glad to hear. Hopefully the microphone part is plugged in as well. So she will be actually teaching a photography course. She won gold at the national competition. Defeating people from gold medalists because you have to be good in order to even get to that level, and they were from all over schools, all over LA, New York, Virginia, and Florida, and so she'll be teaching that course called These Eyes, and that's going to be a Sunday course, so you might want to look into that, okay? And we certainly want to have you enter your work into the local Cincinnati AXO competition so that we can see, make sure that you get to win gold be taken to the nationals. She's been flown to the nationals. She's won statewide 4 years in a row, and every year they've flown her to either D.C., Detroit, where Disney World, and then this past year, New York. If you love photography, hey, you're in the right place. Glad to hear about it. So are your giggles done yet? Can you come back?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, let's, you know, part of what you've also seen, I want to make sure, is the synchronization working. So I'm going to take you to some places on this wiki page, and I want you to make sure that when I synchronize your page is working. So let me know if your page has changed to a green and white page that says front page. Oh, I see. Great. No, that's good. Then you can, then I want her to be able to hear as well. So that's a great reason. So, and thanks, Najah, that it has changed. So that means that actually is working. And I take it that you have all looked at the courses. And why don't we just go on and get down and the courses that you're going to be taking right now. Let's go to the schedule. And that's where we are now, schedule. School starts at 9 at 8:15. At 8:20, the cluster guardians or cluster presentation starts. And if you have local, you're in a local cluster, then that guardian that comes to that place will do that. If not, we will have a presentation online from others from the community. Aya works hard to put education back into the community and create community support and accountability for our education. So that's 8:20 to 8:55. That's first period. Second period is 9 to 10:30. This is an hour and a half period. And let's talk about the math. Monday and Wednesday is math and science. Tuesday and Thursday is language arts and social studies. So on fundamentals of math, Najah, that's where you will be. Won't you type that, write it down or type it in the text chat here so you can have a record of where you'll be. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, first period, you'll be in Origins of World History. And on Friday, first period, you will be in the Musical River, music from Africa to hip-hop. Both of you will be in that class on Friday morning, 9 to 10:30. The Issachar, tell me a bit about what you know. I'm thinking of your being in comparative history and government. Is where I think you will be placed. Tell me, have you taken a U.S. history class in your studies so far?
Yes, I have taken U.S. and government history. Is that covering the same thing as you would learn in the first class, or would it be like a second class, branching off of what I already...
No, it won't. I mean, it could. This is a research class, and because we have students from different states and different countries, we're going to be comparing the history of the country that you live in with the history and the government of another. We also, of course, started in Africa studying, of course, the first phase is to study us when we were governing ourselves, when we ruled ourselves. So you also will be doing a light comparison in the beginning between us as rulers, those in power maintaining our own societies, and then the transition in terms of where we are now, and that is fighting to regain positions of real power, that is not being president of somebody else's country, although I'm respectful and proud of Obama. In some ways, it's really real power is where we are in charge of our own lives and destiny. So, if you've already taken U.S. history, then you'll know where to go. It's a research course, and I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it. So why don't you click on, tell what I want both of you to do. both of those links are live, so I want you, Nigel, to click on Origins of World History. I want you, Issachar, to click on Comparative History and Government. Take a few minutes to just read the class. You'll find Comparative History and Government under Social Studies. Origins of World History also will be under Social Studies. And then take a few minutes and then come back and let's talk about it. Make sure you're placed in the right place and you understand the class. Let me know when you started reading, please, just by taping started in the text chat, and then let me know when you're done.
Yeah. Anyway, I started reading. You know, I still wanted to let you know that I've taken world history and geography classes. So.
Great. Well, the beautiful thing about this course is you are... it can handle students at multiple levels because it is the research that you put into it. Now, someone who is not as familiar with a particular history or a particular government may not go as deep. The comparison, the analysis won't be as deep. But this will be a research project. As you'll read, you'll have to produce a 20-page paper comparing your country or the country in government and history with that of another in your class. You'll also have to create quizzes for them and teach them what you know of yours and learn from them what they know of theirs, okay? If they haven't done their state history, then they may do state compared to your country. They may do another country compared to yours. Just take a look at it and then let's come back. I'm also, again, not, are you sure you got the microphone up to your mouth? Again, I hear you loud enough. It's just not clear like your sister's is. So you can still keep the speaker out, but if you can put the microphone closer to your mouth and then turn your volume down once you get that close, then it'll be great. But let me give you time to listen. I mean to read, and then let's talk.
Okay, I'm done reading.
Okay, Nigel, so you will be taking Origins of World History. So write that down in your in notes or type it in the text chat. So that's your 9 to 10:30 slot. Now, you don't have anything there, Issachar, because that's fundamental math, so you will have a study hall during that period. Okay, no problem. Great. At 10:45 and 12 to 12:15, third period, Monday, Wednesday will be environmental science. Now, Nigel, I think you're going to be taking middle school. That is, you'll be taking physical and earth science. So you will have a study hall there, which we will be directing you to various projects that you will be engaged in. But you will, because you won't be taking environmental science, you'll be taking physical and earth science. Issachar, you will be taking environmental science, okay? On Monday and Wednesday, Issachar, you'll be taking writing Ashe, and Nigel, you'll be taking Express Yourself. We'll have lunch at 12:15. You'll have a half an hour for lunch. And then fourth period is going to be a short period, again, where guardians, cluster guardians and or parents and or others will make a 35-minute presentation. And what we work to do here is get people from the community to share with you something that they love and that they're good at, okay? They have to be good at it, and they have to love it, okay? Because we want them to transfer their love for it to you. Whether you it's something you choose to do or not forever in life, that's up to you. But we want you to really get a sense of what the community, something that people love. Very often, folks are so bent on making sure that you're prepared for the SAT or other kind of exams that they don't share with you what they really love. Sometimes they've been working so hard they haven't really even taken time to get back to doing things that they really love. And so this is our kind of way of remedying that and bringing some of that to you. It's a unique part of our program. You will see that we continue to find ways to involve the family, involve you in research into the family, involve the family into your what you're studying, and involve the community, because you're going to school to serve your family and our people and all people in that order. Other schools, public or private, make sure that you know how to serve others, but they do not ensure that you know how to serve your family and your people. If so, they come tertiary, that is third. All right, let's go on down to fifth period. Fifth period is an hour class. Depending upon where you are, Issachar, you'll either be taking pre-calculus in the sixth period, or you'll be taking differential equations. Talk to me about your math background.
Yeah, well, I ended in algebra 2, so I think pre-calculus comes after it, so that's what I would probably go into.
Okay. Is your, when you talk, just turn your, I heard you a little bit better, I see what I had to do, turn my volume down, that's where some of the distortion, if you would turn your microphone volume down, that slider at the bottom, move it to the middle, and then come back. I think I heard you say you were taking pre-calculus, is that correct?
I took algebra 2 last, and then I think that like, I think pre-algebra would be next, or pre-calculus would be next.
Well, we'll see. Okay, that's, we'll, Brother Balagun will work with you, and we'll start you there in pre-calculus, and if he assesses you need to go to differential equations. What will you take for science? Well, you actually will have two science pieces, Issachar. Let me get you to where you can see what those are about.
Doctor, is my mic working very well?
Yes, come again. You were, that's better. Try it one more time.
Is my mic working better now?
Yes, that's much better. Great. All right. I see that the distortion was because it was loud. That's better. Thank you. All right. Hold tight.
What will I be taking for fifth period?
Issachar, one of the courses, I'll get to you in just a second, Nigel. One of the courses you'll be taking will be the earth science course, and another course will be an engineering course, okay? And this engineering course will be literally an engineering project. So there are a number of students will be working in this earth science course, and you can see the basic objectives, you know, here. And the earth science course is listed down here. He's working up the description of them, but it's called Operations Management and Fundamentals of Engineering. Brother Balagun is a practicing engineer. He's published 3 books, and this is actually running a business. You will have to do total quality management, and so it's a double course. One is operations management. What do you got to do to create an operation, and how do you manage that operation? And fundamentals of engineering. That's going to be on Friday at 10:45 to 12:15. That will be coupled with your environmental science class that's going to be Tuesday and Thursday. So your sciences will be 10:45 to 12:15, third period, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay, does that answer your question? And do know, as far and as deep as you want to go, Brother Balagun will work with you to go there. So he loves engineering. He's a great mathematician and engineer. And so you can, you know, he just works with it. I mean, he works to have our 13 and 14-year-olds, if they've been with us for a minute, take the CLEP test in pre-calculus, okay? That's at 13 and 14. This is where you get college credit for pre-calculus. So he knows the area. Well, Nigel, we'll have to see. You know, you're just starting with us, and so we'll see where you are and what your interest is. And we want all of our students, if you are 7th grade and up, to sign up for the SAT, not the PSAT. We want you to sign up for the real thing. Nigel, we take you, you know, where you are and slow, and we just know that you're a genius, and we want you to live that out. So you asked what you're taking fifth period. Fifth period for you will be, you'll be taking physical and earth science. So you will have the break at third period. I say a break. You won't have a structured class, but there we have our honors reading, where we will set some tremendous goals. Tell me, how many books do you, both of you, please answer this? How many books do you read per month now? Whether that's, well, you don't read a book a month, or you read a book every 2 months, or you read 2 books a month, or 5 books a month. What is your reading schedule and production like?
Between 5 and 10, depending on the size.
Okay, so you read between 5 and 10 books a month, depending on the size. Great. And Isaacar says, in the school, well, I'm not talking about your school textbook, but it may be the books that you were assigned. So 1 to 2 books a month. All right. So you all will be at home in our honors book club, and we'll see who can take top honors in that. You I'm sorry, brother. You meant for the whole year. Okay, great. Well, we definitely got to get your reading up, and we'll do that. So during some of those times, if you don't have a structured class, you definitely have projects to do. You also will have homework. We believe in homework. If I taught you how to ride a bike, after I showed it to you and held you and you kind of stood up and got going, what does it take for you to become a good bike rider after I showed you how to ride a bike? What does it take?
Determination.
Come again, brother. I didn't quite understand. If I've taught you how to ride and you're just learning to ride a bike, in order for you to be a good bike rider, what else does it take?
Will. I say determination, will, and self-motivation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's also a word, because this is how it gets lived out, practice. That is, you have to get on the bike. Now that you know how to ride it, you have to, in order to get good at it, in order to get nimble with it, in order to know how to make the curves and turns and get a feel for the braking, you got to do what? You got to get on the bike and practice. And so in class, it's an opportunity for you to answer questions, for you to be exposed to the material, for you to get a sense of what the concepts are and how they work, but for you really be good at the math, for you to be good at the language arts, at the writing, at the speaking, then, boom, you got to practice. That practice we call homework, or weekend work, or project work. And there's lots of it. So this is a school that accepts students from wherever they are. We don't have a thing where you have to already have scored XYZ on the, you know, QRM in order to get into the school. At the same time, it has high expectations because it knows that you, African children, are geniuses. It also knows that our people need you to do the best if we're going to restore our people to our traditional greatness. And we are going to restore our people to our traditional greatness. But you can't do that being afraid of mathematics or language arts or social studies. You have to have a foundation in all of them and have a sense of excellence in all of them. You may prefer one over the other, but the expectation is that you have excellence in every area. And so and that excellence comes from practice. It doesn't come from being exposed to it in the school. That's one part of it. But excellence comes from practice. Okay? And so you will have homework and projects. And the thing about it is we also will provide support for you so that that can be meaningful to you and to our people. On Tuesday and Thursday, on sixth period, Isakor and Naja, you'll be taking French and Kiswahili. Now, Chui will be offered on Saturday for those students who want to take that. I really think your brother is really set to learn, and we don't mind a little humor. We got to keep things light every now and again. As long as he gets his work done and doesn't put other people down, I laugh myself. What we do is focus on having you and he do the very best you can, because so much is depending upon you doing that. Okay, we're not preparing you to go get a job, although you may do that. We're not preparing you just to go to somebody's booty butt college. That's including Harvard and Yale and those so-called great schools. Okay, we are preparing you to render distinguished service to our people. And to do that, you have to be your very best. You have to be better than what you get at Harvard. So you may choose to go to a place like that and blow the doors off, but you know that you got to go beyond that, because your measure of success is whether or not and how much you have contributed to restoring our people to our traditional greatness financially, politically, socially, etc. Okay? And Nigel, we think that is often enough to really keep everybody focused, keeps the teachers motivated and the students, we think, motivated as well. Weekend Chule is there, but I don't know whether you're going, so I'm not going to go down that. You can look at it yourself and check it out. Let me back off here and see, open it up for some questions. What questions do you have?
My mom had a couple of questions that I was going to read. One was, will Asha have his physics class on Mondays and Wednesdays, 3:45 to 12:15, third period, and 1:30 to 2:30 in fifth period, during the science class?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Continue, please. Repeat your question. I heard you're focusing on your 10:45 to 12. So ask your question again, please.
The question was, why does Trey have his physics class on Monday through Wednesday during science classes from 10:45 to 12:15 on third period and 1:30 to 2:30?
Okay, you don't take physical and earth science. You will be taking environmental science. So there you have a study period, okay, and soon to be filled by either science or language arts or social studies projects, okay? So you don't, no, you won't take physics this semester. Nope, you will be taking environmental science and you'll be taking the operations management and fundamentals of engineering. Now we can set up a directed study during that fifth period time for you if you are really interested in physics and want to take it this semester, and I think it's scheduled for next semester, but that's not a problem. We love students who want to learn, and fortunately, because the math and science instructor is someone who's seasoned, you're not talking about somebody who's just a chapter ahead of you in the book. so we can provide some guidance for you on a self-directed study. A directed study with Balagun. Great. What's your question?
Will just one semester be an adequate enough time to cover physics? If he's just going to have it for a second semester, since usually physics is a science class that's taken for the whole school year.
Again, what we can do is to set up a directed study so that he can focus this year and also the second semester if he wants to do that. Again, I'll have he and you and Brother Balagun get ironclad with that, but that's not going to be a problem, okay? I think he will be, I think probably the director study first semester, and then coming in second semester will be sufficient. It really depends. Now, when you ask about the time, given how small our program is, often we cover a lot more material than other schools do in the amount of time. The morning classes are an hour and a half as opposed to an hour, and we cover some ground. So we'll have to see how much he covers, and it's a great idea to start with the director study, and we can see, you know, what he puts behind him at the end of the first semester. But we can go as deep as he wants. Great question.
Another question I have is, for example, for the second period on Mondays and Wednesdays, when fundamentals of math is being taught, the students who, like, neither would be in that class, so with Isochar being an intermediate math, will he just work on, like, homework assignments during that 9 to 10:30 second period while fundamentals of math is being taught?
Yes, whenever there is a break, then this is where either directed studies happen. Okay, this is not just like no time or time to just kind of play. Particular projects happen. Okay, for example, all the students are required to make video recordings of their work. I'll show you some examples of that. And so this is the time as we get everybody and started at the end of the first week or so, starting the week of the 14th, after we've had a few days there for everybody to get to know everybody and get settled, we will begin to direct where the various projects the students may be engaged in. We want to make sure we don't we coordinate that as instructors, and we don't just pile it up, because we all love what we teach and can, you know, tend to do that. But yeah, during that period, if he's not assigned a course, right now we're just saying study hall, but it's not just a general study hall. There will be the specific projects, directed study, or homework, papers to write, research to do. The comparative history course, for example, is a major research course. And he'll find that Brother Balagun's operations management and fundamentals of engineering, while it meets only on Friday, that means he has a lot of work to do by the time it meets again the following Friday. So anytime you see what seems like a gap, then we're going to, fill it out. Every student will duplicate this on their own page on the wiki space with it filled in, so that you know at any time where they're supposed to be second period and where they're supposed to be third period and that kind of thing, what work they're supposed to be doing at the time. Okay? Again, a great question. Keep them coming.
Okay, thanks. That's pretty much what I figured is supposed to happen, because I know homeschooling them myself, if I was focusing on a class for one of my children, then my other child would know that's when he or she goes into independent study mode and do research or get started on a homework assignment or project, something like that, or even, you know, charge ahead to whatever the next chapter is that'll be covered. Also, is it okay for a parent to log on to another computer to listen in on classes from time to time so we can keep abreast of what's going on and be able to reinforce it when school's out during homework time, just so that, you know, we can know what's going on and be able to make sure that the children stay consistent when they're doing their homework?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We encourage that. One of the benefits of our program is that, you know, parents get an education themselves, you know, and without paying extra fee for it, okay? So we definitely encourage that. We want you to know that. You can take the class, even. You can audit it, and you can also ask questions. You're in there. You can't sneak in there. Just put your name there so they know you're there. We don't, you know, want like that unless there's some extenuating circumstances. We want parents to be able to log in and participate and learn, whether that's just listening or asking questions or whatever. And also, one of the things that's really neat, I'll take you there now, the majority of our classes, if not all of them, sometimes it's impossible for all of them, but the majority of them will be, I've just synchronized you to Aya, it has Aya Radio Vision, and here this is the Aya Audio page, and if you scroll down, you'll see, for example, this will all be changed to reflect the courses for this year, but for example, under Comparative State History, if you click on that link there, okay, you now see lectures from, the first one is October 14, 2008, and if you click on that green button, then you can, it will download a playlist to your computer, and whatever you have set up, whether it's iTunes or whatever, to read it, you'll be able to hear the lecture. So in addition to, and that this will be password protected, as will our wiki space, but it means the student can review the presentation, the lecture. It means the parent can review it. How cool is that?
That's super cool. I wish we had this kind of technology when I was in school. And my final question, take care of a little business. I'm planning on, doing the payment through PayPal today. It's my payday. And can I spread the registration fee in monthly payments of $50?
Yes, just send a note to that effect to Afia, who handles that. I tend to let that drop out. If you would send a note to that effect that of splitting the registration into monthly payments of $50, and then either send the link that she already have given you, or there's also iorder.com, which is, doesn't have a pre, it's not already prefigured with a certain amount. You can put in the amount, because, for example, if you're putting in an extra $50 or whatever, then it may not fit in one of the prefigured amounts, monthly amounts, and so you want to put go there to iorder.com. All right. Well, it's been an hour, and it's been good getting to meet you. You have only scratched the surface in terms of this orientation. I encourage you to play with this room. I want you to know it up one side and down the other. Right-click on it. You can't break it. You know, right-click on everything. Text, you know, you'll need to learn how you save your text chat. Everything that we've typed so far, Nyjah and Isakar, you can go up to the text chat menu at the top and save it. You'll be asked to do that in class, and you'll be asked to post it. Everything that you write, you're asked to either write or upload or write directly to our Aya Wiki space. You've heard of Wikipedia, which is an encyclopedia that people collaborate to put together. Well, Aya has our own Wiki space, and here you know, it is, and you will see this is where your writings are. So if I were to write, let's see here, if I was to search for Araminta, and I could find all right, there's some notes by a student. She or he didn't follow the rules, and that is you are taking physical and earth science, Naja. The every course, I mean every this is how it really should be. Every time you create a page, it should start with your name. And so this is Akilah Ashakir, and this is her 2009 homework page. This looks like from her French. The again, here's another page, Akilah Ashakir, summary of the Coconut Revolution. But we can always find Akilah's pages because they start with her name, and then she also can keep them in a folder to the right-hand side. So I'm going to also keep this open until school starts, and this is the area you can get to. It's called Aya Wiki Space, and I encourage you to go and search and see what other students have put there. But this is where you'll put your homework, and this is where you'll put your work. Either uploading a file or cutting and pasting it. Your text chat you'll also have to do. To get to this page, I want you to go to. I don't know why that's doing that. To the Aya Wiki. It's where you'll be able to get to, and just check that out. Okay, down at the bottom on that first page under the navigation menu, you'll see student pages, and that way you can see some student work there. All right, a lot of it's draft, and some of it is final. But it's been great. We will continue this orientation. Thank you, Sister Sharifa, and thank you, Isaacor and Niger. Glad to have you aboard. Any last and final questions? If not, any appreciations? We always like to end with anything that you appreciate about yourself or about the time we've spent together as a way for us to close.
Appreciate. Bob Wakesa, I'd like to say that I really appreciate this time that you have given to my children for the student orientation. This has been very valuable, and it's helped them to really feel a part of Aya and to really get a taste of what is to come and get a feel for being online and having school, because we've always just done it, you know, very traditional, face-to-face here in our classroom together and use the internet as supplement. And I think that this is, you know, today's technology, they're really into it. They love the computer. They're on it just about every day. So having it as a vehicle for their education 5 days a week, I think this will be very exciting for them. And I'm so tremendously impressed by the way that you and Mama Fia have the whole Communiversity set up. And I know that my children will get just such a lifetime experience out of this that they will cherish, and that will help them to be the great African warriors that they were born on this earth to be. So thank you so much, and I really appreciate being a part of it and my children being a part of it. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you for your patience of the questions I asked and I look forward to doing school with Aya. And I think it's real cool that me, Akilah, and Mel be in the same grade and in the same school.
Hey, speaking of which, they just bounced in here. What's up, Akilah and Amira? Who this? Identify yourself. We're getting ready to get out of here. Glad you're in.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Sorry about the picture. Sorry we're late. We have to get our internet turned back on. How's everybody doing? Sorry we missed the orientation, but we are here.
Well, here's what I want y'all to do. Okay. All right. We're going to do a quick version because we've been here since one. And then I want Akilah and Amira for you to answer any other questions that Issachar and Nigel have, okay? But we're going to check out some things here. Let's go. The main thing I want us to go through is I want us to go through the courses so you know what courses you're taking. And I'm gonna probably need to log out. Can y'all see the IA wiki? I mean the IA site, the IA Ed site. When you go to, does that come up for you? All right, there we go. All right now, because for me it's getting there, then it's jamming into something else. But okay, click on schedule. Click on the word schedule. All right, now what we're going to do is go down the schedules, and I want you to take out your notebook or type in the text chat so you're clear, or if we deal with whatever questions we have, if we're not clear about the classes. School starts at 8:15 now, so, ooh, my goodness, got to get up. Okay, well, you know, we have students in Bermuda here. For them, it's 9:15, okay? So when we were starting at 9:30, for them, that would be starting at 10:30. Can you imagine starting school at 10:30? Ah. So we're starting at 8:15. There will be a daily opening ritual. We pour libation. We construct and consult our ancestor council. Each student will be asked to make daily commitments. In terms of what you commit to that day, in terms of the work and what you commit to achieving that day. There will be IA pledges that we have to know, the IA pledge, and also the, which is I search for truth, for justice, for harmony, reciprocity, order, and righteousness. And you go on with that. And then there's a piece called I Am. It is from South Africa, and you only will have one page. South African students have to memorize 8 pages of that, of what you remember, but you only have to remember 8 pages. I hope you take it upon yourself to take up the challenge to meet your South African counterparts, but we won't require that. Also, there will be stories, songs, and poems, during that early morning ritual, some of those poems will actually ask you to write, so that your thoughts and ideas and feelings are also guiding some of our morning ritual. That's at 8:15. That's a short time. It's 8:15 to 8:20. It is not to be late. So you might as well start logging into your computer at 8 o'clock, get all the cobwebs out, make sure your microphone is working in that so you can participate. If we're at our local cluster, then that libation will be together with those in the local cluster. And in a circle, and if you're not in the cluster that day or time, then you'll come to the classroom and have that. At 8:20, that's first period. That's the guardians and cluster presentations. This is also new for you, Amira and Akilah, and that is we'll have someone from the community come in, and either the guardians, which may be parents, or they may be grandparents, or they may be others from the community, to make a presentation to you on something that they love and that they're good at, okay? And they got to share with you their enthusiasm and love for the various thing. It can be anything from making soap to cooking to engineering to automobile mechanics to drumming to crocheting to writing. Who knows? It's up to them. But this is really important that the community be a part of your education. That's one thing that's wrong with the traditional, or what's come to be a traditional Eurocentric education, even when it's taught by us, is it extracts the students from the community, and you have teachers teaching, but the community not interacting with them. And that wasn't so bad when the teachers actually lived in the same community and came from the same community, and they went to the same churches and had the same kind of philosophies and same problems. Then that meant the parents knew that those teachers were their representatives, and they would be teaching the students to do what they need them to do, because they lived in the same community and their fates were tied together. Well, that's not so much now, and even when people live in the same communities, they don't see themselves as sharing the same fate often if they are teachers. And so we are rectifying that with that first period. All right, now let's go to second period. Second period, we'll be teaching fundamentals of math, origins of world history, and comparative history and government. We started origins of world history, Akilah, but we decided to put it aside in exchange for the economic conundrum and promise moment, promised land, and ancient Kemet last semester, because the current events were just too compelling. So origins of world history is important. I don't know. I may break y'all up and have one do comparative history and government, the other one do origins of world history. Let me see. Give me some feedback on that. Now, origins of world history, you both will have to get. It's actually a two-semester course, and it's required for graduation from IA, although you don't... That's what that is. Comparative history and government is comparing either your state and or the history of your state and government of your state with another, or the government and history of your country with others. And also comparing that to when we ruled in ancient Kemet or ancient Africa or historical Africa, wasn't always so ancient ago, that we'll be comparing that. So, let me hear from you on that, Akilah and Amira, and Mamosi.
Hi.
Can you repeat the question? I was a little bit preoccupied. Could you please repeat the question?
Well, what I want you to do is, I was looking at origins of world history, and I'm thinking of having Akilah do comparative history and government, and Amira doing origins of world history. And then probably swapping that around at a later date, because you both will have to have both of those courses. So that's what I was thinking. The other option, of course, is to have you both in the same course. So I just wanted to know what your thinking was on that.
I guess it don't really matter, I guess. But we could have separate classes or same classes.
Like, were we splitting up to help the other students, or just to be in a different age group?
Well, I'll think about that and talk about it, make a decision on that one. On Friday, at that same time period, second period, you'll be taking the Musical River, Music from Africa to Hip-Hop, taught by Brother Masiki Scales, who's a recording artist and musician and a professor at the collegiate level. And if you click on that link, you will hear actually some of his music and one of his performances. You will hear his music all throughout our school, as one of his songs will be one of our theme songs. It's called Sankofa People. Third period is 10:45 to 12:15, and you'll be taking, both of you will be taking environmental science and writing ashe, okay? And Sister Asha was to be teaching writing ashe, and she just got some information, got it to me today or yesterday, she's going to have to shift to teaching that on the weekends, and that means I got to find another language arts teacher for you by Monday. If not, you'll have to see my smiling face until I can get a replacement for writing Ashe. Also, you'll be taking on Friday's Operations Management and Fundamentals of Engineering. It's a double course, and that will happen at that time. So after music on Friday, you'll have Operations Management and Engineering. Lunch is a half-hour lunch from 12:15 to 12:45. And then the Guardian Cluster presentations will happen. So you get two of those per day, 12:45 to 1:20. That's fourth period. Fifth period is an hour class, and it's physical science and earth science. That's Nigel will be taking that, and some others. You won't be taking that. So you will have a time for project work or other self-directed work. You know that me and Brother Balagoon will have you have enough work to do during that break time, or where you're not into a structured class. On Tuesday and Thursday during that time, there will be a serious test prep. I want all of you to register for the SAT, whether you're going to college or not. I want you to register for it. Just want you to do that. We'll talk about that later. I don't know whether you are in the, I don't think so. I don't think you're in the differential equations group. You're going to be, I think, in the pre-calculus group, but I'm not sure. Brother Balagoon has that assignment for you. Differential equations is a two-hour course on Friday, and that's but I think you're going to be in the pre-calculus class. Pretty sure of it. And Mama Yepende is back with French and Kiswahili on Tuesday and Thursday for the sixth period. And on Friday, since the fifth and sixth period will also be a directed study time. I think I've covered that. On weekends, there are two courses. Actually, I forgot to tell you about this IsoCore. It's 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. And the two courses that will be taught are Following Araminta and Argumentation and Falsification. And this is a course on argumentation and debate, and it also is a course on the falsification of African consciousness by Amos Wilson. That's a book that's required, and to get a degree from us, you will have to have read that book and demonstrated that you understand it thoroughly. But we use it as a part of our debate, what some people call an argumentation or debate class, where you will be debating against other students. And we want you to get really good at it, because we want to enter you into some debate competitions. But that's to come. You won't have to be in a debate competition in your first semester in it. Those two courses are taught in alternating 8-week periods. 8 weeks of Following Araminta will be followed by 8 weeks of Argumentation and Falsification. We encourage you to start reading Argumentation and Falsification at the beginning of the semester, however, so you're familiarized with it. And then next semester, we flip-flop it, and we continue with Argumentation and Falsification, and then we come back and pick up Following Araminta to end out the school year. Those courses will be Saturday mornings and first through fourth Saturday mornings. We will, if there's a fifth Saturday morning, we will give you a break on that. And so that's, but we're done by 10:30. And that's it. Now, any questions about that? Oh, I did say on the weekends, you can check out our weekend Shulay course under course 2009. Ife will be teaching photography. Bryant will be teaching music via piano and violin to complement Brother Masiki Scales teaching of the musical journey. What's storytelling and song, story and song telling is a Sunday class, that's dynamite. taught by a renowned and nationally renowned storyteller and a good friend of mine, Paolo Giorgio. His link is there on the text, and his music is there as well. Let's see if we can find a bit of it. There you have Paolo Giorgio there. Yes, Aquila Mira, what's the question? Okay, sure. No, you don't have to take photography classes on the weekends. You don't.
I have a question. Are the weekend classes optional or are they mandatory?
Well, if you have to take those two courses in order to graduate. Now, everybody can attend and they can get information and classes and get a transcript. But in order to get a degree from us, you have to have taken those two classes and mastered them. If you don't take them now, you have to take them another time. Okay, well, that's up to you. Okay, the weekend classes are also for students. If you know other people who go to other schools and their parents, for some reason, don't want to take them out of those schools. Okay, that's right, Aquila and Amira. Then they can take the weekend classes and begin to get some of the things that you get every day. They can get a little taste of on the weekends. Okay. Is there another question, Aquila?
I was just curious as to how many of the students are coming back and who's still going to be on the student council. I guess I'll have to discuss that with the students, but that's something I have.
Right. Well, during our first week, which is next week, we're going to get all of those things, you know, down pat. Who's coming back? It's easier to say who's not. RD will be a weekend student because he's taking courses at the junior college, and it's a little hard for his mother to get him back and forth. Safia is back. Nasha is back, along with another student from Trinidad. Two additional students from Bermuda. Ife is back, although she won't be taking, she'll be taking some of the classes. She also has projects, senior projects to do. She has to, that paper that she and all of y'all wrote on currency, she has to actually turn it into currency. So before she can graduate, there has to be black currency in Atlanta metro area. We hopefully actually that both that y'all also you take that up. That's you volunteered for it last year to make that into a project so that it is not just an essay, although it was a great essay. But every student, if you've been with us and they're going to get a degree, they have to do something with their knowledge. They cannot just write it, although that's critical, but they have to actually make something happen in our community. In order to graduate, she'll be doing that. She also has to double or triple the participation in AXO, other students' participation in AXO, and so she'll be going around speaking. So some courses she'll take, some courses she's not, but she will be here and be on the student council and continue to be a leader in the school. Good. Excellent. So those students who, four of you, I think Nasha said she was going to be at, y'all will be a part of the school project and will meet so that you can share various information. So as you're talking to Mama Robin and the printing people, Ife can talk to you about what she's learning. Nasha wanted to create a way that we could do that online. So then we'll have, y'all can share with each other. And so one of the times you'll meet to share information about what you're learning about this process. And so, so you're not in the dark or you're not just working in isolation. All right. You're on the page with Paolo Giorgio. Why don't you press the play button See if it'll play. Let me know when it started. Let me know when it's done.
Bible Caster, you didn't put in a link.
It might have been on that page.
Bible Caster, I'm pushing play, but it's not.
It keeps going to pause. Like it's not going to play it.
All right. Well, one of the things that we're going to have to do is get things in top shape around what we need to download in order to run everything. And so you can look at it. Ice Cross saying keep pressing play. Cool. All righty. Akilah and Amira, just press pause, if y'all will. All right, you can listen to it. So this is Kala, Baba Kala Jojo, renowned. You can check him out later. To get programs and workshops. He's at the Kennedy Center and all around. Self-taught. Every instrument he picks up, he just picks it up and starts playing it. He's your teacher? Is he my... Yes, he's really tall. He's very tall, the tall storyteller. He will be teaching the Sunday class, okay? Sunday class at 3:30 to 5 o'clock, storytelling. All right, folks, so you got a sense of it. You know how to get around. Please check out... let's see here. There is you also need to check out the from the our wiki site. If you will, if you go and look on the student voices, you'll see some old pictures some old videos. If you scroll down, you'll see them. You have to scroll inside the window, and you'll see videos, just some sampling of videos of some former students doing some things. And that's not all of them by any stretch of the imagination, but it's just something to make sure the people, when they come to our site, they can hear some student voices. Also, work hard. Can I get the links for them if you want? Okay, you got it, okay. What I want you, Akilah and Amira, to do is, you know, the school year is different in terms of the time. We start on September 8th, we end June 18th, okay? We have Kwanzaa out, we have the Thanksgiving time out, hopefully we... you know, use it to celebrate ourselves and our people and our families, bring us closer together and not celebrate the slaughtering of Native Americans. We have a few days out. If you want to see the school calendar, you can click on school calendar. Some of those dates are being placed up there today. Since we have students from Bermuda, you also will find some Bermuda holidays being put there, and they're not there yet. But there, you'll find those there. It's really going to be great to learn about Trinidad and learn about Bermuda, and as you teach them about Cincinnati. All right. That's about it for right now. If you got to get ready for another meeting in a minute, and I haven't gotten anything to eat, so... any other questions, Akilah and Amira, would you please make yourself available for Issachar and Naja to answer any of their questions?
I have one last question real quick, Baba Rokessa, and it's referring back to the SAT test. I'm planning on registering Issachar to take the October 10th test one last time because he took it once last year. But as far as with Naja and with Akilah and Amira, what I did when Issachar was in the 10th grade, I had him to take the PSAT, and I was just wondering
I would recommend
as far as...
It.
you know, taking the PSAT instead of just jumping straight into the SAT to give them some familiarity with studying for the test, how the test is set up, and that way they can get some practice, especially since the PSAT is free, before we have to actually pay for them to take the SAT. I'd rather for her to take the PSAT a couple of times this year and then next year take the SAT.
And I would recommend it because I remember when I took it, it helped me because after doing SAT, it is much harder than the PSAT, and having the experience of the PSAT, it made the SAT much easier, and it was not as much stress.
Well, the only reason of those things that you said that make any difference to me is that it won't cost you, and I know these are difficult times. Our preference, when you can afford it, is to have them go straight to what they're going to have to take. Okay, basically they're taking it to get used to it, to get used to the stress, to get used to the whatever. And after the third time you're taking a bad boy, or the second time, then it begins to dissipate. Okay, but I also certainly do respect that the PSAT is free, in your area. So in that case, that's fine. My personal preference, and what I think is most effective, is for them to go on and deal with the stress, deal with it, get used to it, okay? Deal with what they're going to have to answer. What it really does, it also makes the students a bit more serious, because they know if they plan to go to college, and hopefully if they go to college, they're going to college to learn how to better be in business for themselves and not just going to college to be on somebody's plantation. But if they plan to go to college, then they know what really is facing them. We want them to also get that out of the way, because we want them to start taking the SAT-2 test, okay? Those people who come, for example, particularly East Indians who come here, they start their children taking the SAT in the 7th grade. By the time they're in the 12th grade, then that's how they make the 2400 and other scores, okay? Now I understand the money issue, so better, you know, some practice is better than no practice, and that's fine. But in terms of real preparation, jump in, the water's fine. You know, I want them to get used to it and surprise themselves. So here's what happens. Whenever your student jumps in 7th, 8th grade and they score decently on the SAT, sometimes they surprise themselves, and they also become on the college watch. Colleges start sending them information, you know, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. So they really are ahead of the game, right? And that's why we recommend it. It's not because we hadn't thought about it. And I certainly do respect that these are difficult times, and in that case, some preparation is better than none. We also will be having them be serious about number2.com, which is also free, and it's a test prep site that we use, but it's going to be integrated into the curriculum. As you see, it's on the schedule on Tuesday and Thursday there. All right. All right, folks, got to give me something to eat. It's been great talking to you. You know how to reach me. Here's my one number that will follow me wherever I go. And if I'm to be found, that number will find me. If you can't find me on that number, you pretty well know that I'm not to be found. Take care. Isakar, Naja, glad you're in. Akila and Amira, glad you are in. Now, y'all going to have to be ambassadors for us. I'm just be honest with you. I want you to be walking billboards. You got to tell people about Aya. We're going to have Aya t-shirts. Yes, you'll have to buy Aya t-shirts and sweatshirts, because what we have is really tremendous and is a privilege to go to our school. Most students your age don't have college-level professors teaching them. They don't have people who love the subject and who are good at it, okay? So whether people are going to public school, then you want to tell them about our weekend school. You want to tell them to come to our website and check out what we're doing, because many times people are looking for us, They just don't know that we exist. The other thing that you also want you to stress from them, sometimes when you tell people you go to school and your school is online, they think that you're swapping emails. They don't think we can have this kind of conversation that we have in here where you see other students and you're with other students and you're interacting like this, okay? They think that because their PhD or master's program was done online with Phoenix University, then surely your school can't have equipment and technology that's in advance of those huge PhD programs. And of course it does, because we don't swap emails, we're with you the whole time. So please tell people, because they really do need to know that we're here. With that, I want to say thank you so much for your time. So glad that y'all are the Cincinnati family. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday. When I come to visit and do the presentation, feel the flow of success. Bye-bye. And here's what I want to leave you with. When the music is over, this is over, please press the play button so you can hear Ms. Jill Scott.